In connection with the tragic event that happened this past Shabbos, when the space shuttle Columbia disintegrated 50 minutes before landing, as it was beginning its re-entry into the atmosphere, there are many theories of which are being explored what was the cause of this crash. There is, amongst the theories, the idea that when the shuttle took off, a large piece of foam insulation came off the rocket booster. It hit the left wing and dislodged or removed a considerable number of tiles which protect the space shuttle from the intense heat which it encounters upon re-entry into the atmosphere. And those tiles, or those missing tiles, are a very probable cause to the disintegration of the space shuttle. There's ceramic tiles, they're around like bathroom tiles, 6 inches by 6 inches approximately, and they absorb the heat. When some of those tiles, which seem to be hardly significant in comparison to the other technological genius that the shuttle has, when these tiles became dislodged, the theory is that that is what caused the disintegration and the destruction of the vehicle. 30 years ago, Toshin Lamed Gimel, there was an event where there was a delay, a postponement of a moon flight. The Apollo rocket was about to take off, and there was a cause, there was something that happened which delayed the flight until they corrected the problem. That also happened in winter, and the Rebbe spoke about it and drew comparisons and lessons that we can take from that. The problem then was that a screw was not holding down that which it had to attach. The screw was there, an ordinary screw, and this screw did not make the attachment or the connection that it was necessary to make, and because of that, the whole flight was postponed until the problem was corrected. And with focus now so much on the events around the Columbia, it would be appropriate to learn that which the Rebbe has to say on this related issue. The sikha is from Shabbos Parsha Shmeis, Tavshin Lamed Gimel, 1973. The Rebbe said about the moon flight, there are lessons we can take, that the events which happen in the world, we can take out lessons in Aveda in the service of Hashem. In the Gei Yitzter, is thus as lessons is given as Danzer Sturim, in the Gei the Shaykhets of Mnei Odom to the Levana. Recently, there was this whole commotion of landing people on the moon. Vibalda der Inyan is a Rezikum mit Ashturim, is verstandig, is a Derezeh, is da Heroa ba Aveda, was me kender von Arosnamen, darf being that there was a large commotion in connection with the moon's light, so the lesson that one can learn in Avedas Hashem, in the service of God, also has to be with enthusiasm, with excitement. From the minyan from front of the Levana is do kama pratim, from the moon's light, the flight into space and to the moon, one can learn many lessons in the service of Hashem. But here we will focus on one of the details. And thus is, and that is the following. $500 million of the Nesiyah. On that moon flight that the Rebbe was speaking about, the expenditure was $500 million. But thus is a schum gadol von geld. It is a large amount of money. Was midi geld hat man gekannt. This money, many things could have been done, things which will extend for many generations. However, instead of that, however, this money was invested into this moon flight, which takes only several days. From this we can learn a lesson to that which the Chazal tell us, says in Medrash, that a person should not sit and weigh and compare the mitzvahs of the Torah, the commandments of the Torah. Which means that a person is not supposed to make an assessment and calculation that this mitzvah is important, another mitzvah is less important or insignificant. A person shouldn't do that. Not as Dar Zayin, Kala Shebekalis V'chamura Shebechamuris Shavin. But as the Chazal tell us, that the lightest mitzvah and the most stringent, the most great mitzvah, both have to be equal. There has to be equality in all the mitzvahs because they are the will of Hashem. Was lechura is the maimer Chazal nit verstandig. Seemingly, this saying of the Chazal has to be understood. That a person should not weigh the lighter mitzvahs in comparison to the greater ones is viazeh zokte gleich nach dem as er seinen da kalos und chamuris. But das ist ein Ninyan von Shikul. If you're referring to mitzvahs that there are lighter ones and there are more serious and greater ones, so you're implying that that is what they are. They are lighter and heavier and more serious. So why do you say don't make that comparison, they're all equal? By this directive itself, you're implying that there is a difference. Now the pinush atahi yeshu b'shekel is, but the meaning, what does it mean? A person should not weigh and compare one mitzvah to another. As hagam is anetaki yodo kalos v'chamuras, although that there are in fact lighter mitzvahs, mitzvahs which seem to be trivial, and you have greater mitzvahs, those that carry more weight. Achol b'kein zok menon, nevertheless, the Chazal tell us, as a dad tom the mitzvahs, kalas and chamuras be'efun, from altahi yeshu b'shekel. Nevertheless, a person is told that he has to perform these mitzvahs with equality. This says, as b'shas is kumsa mitzvah chamura, that when it comes to a serious mitzvah, dad b'rin mekayim zayin, midazel b'rdinkait, v'er is mekayim the mitzvahs kalas. He should do it with the same simplicity as he performs lighter mitzvahs. V'al derech zeh b'shas is mekayim the kalas. Similarly, when he performs a easier, simpler mitzvah, a lighter mitzvah, darf es imikayim sein, mit dem selben chayis, mit sivis nefesh, musimas lev, via mitzvah chamura. He has to do it with the same enthusiasm, with the same self-sacrifice, and with the same attention as a more serious mitzvah. Aber das stellt sich a shayla. But here we encounter a question. For those takas okmen, as the kalis darf men mekayim sein vidi chamuris. Why actually are we told that the lighter mitzvahs have to be fulfilled with the same intensity, with the same dedication as the more serious mitzvahs? After all, there are two different categories. Kalis and chamuris. You have lighter mitzvahs and you have mitzvahs which are more serious. So the explanation is that being the reif that menaris kriegen from the even the mountain ninyan, the flint of the levana. The explanation, how will we understand this? We will understand this from the above mentioned flight into space and the flight to the moon. Why? From Dortmund sein neif da die zwei dargis kalos und chamuris. Also in a moon flight, in a space flight, you have these two categories of things which are more insignificant and things which are paramount, which are very, very important. Chamura zayin in the chalokim was mendarf evzei oizgebem asaf zeitengeld. The more serious issues in space travel, in a rocket, in a vehicle going into space, are those things for which you have to give and expend a lot of time, a lot of money. Oneich mitzad derev was izayin chamuris. Dat men hobem evdem chachomim deil. And being that these are serious matters, you need for this great scientists, great thinkers. Welche kennen ton die edle inyonim und auf den Guffe darf man haben asach yo. You need people who can deal with these intricate issues and for this you need a lot of money. The best in the minyan, because who are the scientists which they get to work on these issues are those that are the best in this field. And they also have people, scientists, who oversee and they are fluent on the details concerning the space flight. And these scientists also have to be well aware of the most latest developments concerning that which has to be used for the space flight. Being that you have to hire these people, so you have to hire the people who have studied these issues and acquired all the knowledge about them. They gave a lot of time to learn about it and similar dedication to acquire all the knowledge concerning these issues. These are the serious matters. Then you have the lighter issues. They're very simple things which are also part and parcel of a space flight. For this you don't need any craftsmen, you don't need any special individuals who are very learned in these issues. These are those issues which are familiar and they are known already from years back. It's not new developments, but nevertheless they are part of the components of the spacecraft, of the space flight. For this you don't need any great scientists. And you also don't have to expend so much time and money, because these are simple matters, these are lighter issues which are available also not in space technology, but in all simpler matters. But when it comes to a space flight, to a moon flight, you have to have both categories. Just like the serious issues, the more important issues are paramount to the space flight, that without the serious issues they wouldn't be able to fly there. Similarly, you also need the simple issues in order to be able to accomplish the flight successfully. And this is something which was demonstrated recently. They had to fly to the moon. The moon shot, the moon flight, was delayed for some time. What was the reason for the delay? What was the reason that they had to postpone the moon flight? Because of something very simple, a very plain component, was the cause of the delay. But it is given a vinsik, a screw, but it is not given a chuber. There was a screw which was not connected. Seemingly, one screw which is not connected is something totally, totally insignificant. You don't need a rocket scientist, you don't need someone very learned to put in a screw. And nevertheless, but when it comes to a flight into space, there is no difference. See, this is from the kalis or from the chamuris. If this is from the serious matters, if this is from the lighter or more insignificant things, when b'shas is had gefel dem inyan, had is gefel from dem mechuvan, from dem ganzen fliyan. This affected the whole mission. Varem b'day tzu onkumen ahin is given a geya yedeprat, because in order to reach their destination, to fulfill the mission successfully and safely, you have to have every detail. And even if a screw, something as insignificant as a single screw, if that is missing or it's not doing its function, then it jeopardizes the whole space flight. And not only was the screw missing, had the screw alone nid gefelt, the screw was not missing, er is given betokfei, the screw was there, nor the chisaron is given, the problem was er hat nid er ausgeführt sein tafkid, the screw was not fulfilling its function. When the tafkid von dem screw is doch berdeisu mechaber sein zwei dvarim nifradim. The purpose, the function of a screw is to connect two separate things, two separate components. When that had this nid getan, the screw was not functioning, was not doing this function. When it's lived the kleinigkeit, hat man gedacht, abstuppen dem ganzen Ninyan. So because of this insignificant malfunction of the screw, that it was not fulfilling its purpose, the whole space flight had to be postponed. Was dov zetmen, as hagamas hafzav gireet, wegen gora kleinen prat. Here we see that although the whole issue here is such an insignificant detail, Afopakein is b'shasus ha'gifelt in dem kleinem prat. Nevertheless, when there was a problem with such a small insignificant detail, hat das Peel gewinn in dem ganzen Indien, has had an effect on the whole space flight, on the whole moon flight, as man hat nicht gekonnt fliehen, that he could not fly, was das beweist, this is a very clear demonstration, as the chamura is davin onkem and sudikalis, that the most serious issues are dependent on the most light and insignificant issues. They work in tandem, they work together. Al verze kemen der fun arisnem in de hira ba'aveda. So similarly, from this incident with the moon flight, a person can take a lesson in his service of Hashem. As is davin zayin al tehi yeshu v'sheikul, a person should not compare one mitzvah to another. A light mitzvah, a more greater, stronger mitzvah, as nit kupnik was as is taket dadi mitzvahs and kalas and chamuras, that notwithstanding that you have mitzvahs which are lighter and easier, you have mitzvahs which are greater and heavier. Nevertheless, as I know them, mitzvahs was velchestein in Teda. There are mitzvahs which are written in the Teda. Und as I know them in Hogim velchestein it, then there are certain customs which are not written in Teda. So a Jew has the lesson, he has a directive and instruction, that with the same enthusiasm with which you fulfill a mitzvah which is written in the Torah, you also have to fulfill with the same dedication and excitement a minig b'Yisrael, a Jewish custom. Hagamah dos is not a minig unika mitzvah. Although this is merely a custom and not a commandment of the Torah, was the Riber Eber will machen if dem a broche zakmanim as a tarnit. Being that this is only a custom and a person wants to make a blessing, the halach is you're not allowed to make a blessing like you do on a mitzvah. Und es wird sein a broche levatol. Moreover, it's going to be making a broche in vain. Und bis, to the extent, as bim kem a mitzvah, a fil a mitzvah kala, vet a minhag nidche. To the extent that a custom is pushed off when you have to perform a mitzvah, or even a mitzvah kala, even a light mitzvah, if a minhag stands in the way of performing a mitzvah, you have to push off the minhag. Und afa bekein zokmanim, nevertheless, a person is told, as Hagam Teira alein zok that das is kala, that all the Teira itself classifies a mitzvah as a light mitzvah, after became b'shasa to the minig Yisrael, nevertheless, when he does the minig Yisrael, was Teira he, which is Teira, zok minim mon as el darfes mekayim zayim midem zol mechayis v'yeres mekayim a mitzvah. He is instructed that he has to do the minhag with the same enthusiasm as when you perform a mitzvah. Balderech means mushal, and similar to the way it was in the analogy of the rocket, of the space vehicle. As the chochem gobel v'chulu, darv zen as the screws on it fell, that the great scientist, he has to see to it that a simple insignificant screw should not be missing. Edelein darv es niton, he doesn't have to put in the screw. Alderech v'mizog v'nigei limud ha'teire, as we find in connection with limud ha'Torah, as a there was hot hashachas limud b'yu, but if I give mit limud l'migras, is it ever a bitul Torah? That if a person who can learn in a deep way Torah, he can learn in depth, and he will learn only superficially, he will learn only the simple pshat, so he is, in a certain sense, being mevatel teira. Hagam is hagam matna brachis negei menich bezogin di divrei teira. Although that when you have to make a birchas teira, the main thing is you have to say the words of teira. But in connection to him, in connection to the person, vibal that is shayach to limud teira biyun, being that he is capable of learning teira in depth, is b'shaser fanem zich mit limud lemigres. Is it Eivere Vittel Teire? So when he learns only in a simple, superficial way, he is violating the issue of Vittel Teire. But as Dav Zen, as the Kalazon, Abitam Veren, we as Dav Zen. But he has to see to it that the more simple and significant thing should be performed properly. Unei da zetmen from the Mfliyin Sedei Levanah. And this also is a lesson that we learn from the moon flight. Hagam and Dafta Kahabim is the Inyanim Pshutim, although we need the most simple things from Desriga. Hagam Gedav Zayn Divas Tun in the Inyanim Nayin. Nevertheless, you need those that are involved in the higher issues, in the more important issues, in the more critical issues. Unneid Devas Daf Tun in the Chamuris. What the Chamuris gave mit Machen Screws. And if the one who is involved with the more critical issues, the more serious issues of the moon flight, if he will go putting in screws, he is not doing what his function is. He's doing the wrong thing. That a person who is capable of cutting diamonds, he cannot go and abandon his capability of dealing with diamonds, of cutting diamonds, and become a baker. So this is a mashal which is brought in Chazal. V'alachas kama v'kama, and how much more so that he cannot go get involved mit chrisha v'zir, to go plant and to go a person who has much greater, higher capabilities cannot go become a bread baker, and how much more so he should not get involved in plowing and planting a field. For this you don't need any brains. These are things which are associated only with your actions that you do with your hands. Similarly, it's also in all other aspects. A person who has to involve himself, be occupied with more important things, should not get involved in simple things. However, however, in completing the final mission, all of them are equal. But in Kadeti Kavanas has a Chesvin and Darfman, Unkum inside of the Kalis inside of the Chamuris. Because in order that the mission should be fulfilled to perfection in its entirety, you have to have the simple things and significant things as well as the important and paramount things. Ismadach in Gashmis. Was dort in this Kamas der Rike, sagt man, der Gabe ist, wenn die Kabane seien alle beschave. So if in the physical sense, where quantity is the most important thing. So over there you say that in order that the mission should be fulfilled, everything is equal. Allah kamen kamen wie es ist beruf nis in yonim is how much more so. In the spiritual sense, the darkness is eichus derike over in the spiritual matters. The quality is the main thing. In zich as the gamba is when the kavane gleichen sich alle is. So certainly that to fulfill the mission, everyone is equal. Und das ist was es bringt sich in Kesse Shemtev gleich mit Chilasei. In the Tzavah from Baal Shem Tov. This is what's brought down in the Tzavah of the Baal Shem Tov, which is in the beginning of Kesa Shem Tov. As Neman Zayin Aved, Zayin Aved Tama. As all as Ton B'Shleimus. As Demot is Nitkan Chiluk Tzibishin Kalos of Hamuris. That it's necessary that a person should do his Aved to perfection, completely. And then there is no difference between simple and significant things, lighter things, more important things, But when the gamber shleimus and yom, because when you have to do something to perfection, it's kenaf kaminin it. But a mendar hoben beiz, because then there is no difference. You have to have both the important and insignificant things. Undur dem vaser veton al inyonim. Funteirem mitzvus b'shleimus v'tereis v'in dem shechanti b'seichem dola matem. And by fulfilling all aspects of teirem mitzvus to perfection, he will fulfill that Hashem should dwell down here. That the dur dem zeicha zayin as milmaila vet minim gebim. So through this, a person will merit that he will be given from above al zayin inyonim, everything that he needs. When the svedganit found the bonachayim zayin, he will not be missing anything in children, in life, in sustenance. Undosals be'efin shal revichin, and all of this will be in abundance.